Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Getting ready, powering up, just like Goku, about to go Super Saiyan. What's up, guys? Welcome to Divine Mind Tribe Radio. As you know, this is the show where we have dedicated our vibrational service. We have dedicated ourselves to the purpose of assisting you in as many ways as we can, to the depths that words could possibly teach or assist in this transitional phase of our humanitarian existence. As you guys know, we are absolutely in a stage of change. Long before it was good old classic teen trends with Dave and friends, you will find a common theme, and that theme is we have been talking about these times for the last 10 years. We have been assisting in as many ways as we possibly can, as many people as we possibly can, in the embracing, in the understanding that the time is now. We are entering a fundamental period within our human history where we are shifting out of one belief system, one collective consciousness of thought into another. This means the things that we used to associate ourselves with, the ideologies that we used to base our daily practices on, whether it's get up at a specific time, go to work, and agree willingly to trade my most valuable and precious commodity in the universe, which is my time, for a fixed amount of money, for a fixed amount of freedom. Now, what you do with that money, you can go and actually obviously learn how to multiply that for yourself without having to trade your time. And when you do have that information, you have opened up yourself to the possibilities of the matrix. And when I say the matrix, I mean understanding that we do live and operate within a holographic web. When I say web, I think of a spider web, a quantum spider web. We operate within our own holographic projections of consciousness. This world in which we live, the experiences in which you have on a day-to-day basis, which revolve around possibly seeing some fundamental changes that you've never perceived in your life before. These are the things that are going to shape and shift the tides of what you believe is possible, of what you believe your potential is. So I thought there's no way better to possibly share with you the information that I wish to share with you than to play a meditation. Now, as you guys may know, inspired by one of our very own LA Talk Radio's Dr. Michelle Cohen, I should say Dr. Michelle Roth, that's the Dr. Michelle Roth Cohen. She's awesome, absolutely amazing. She has had Dr. Joe Dispenza on her show before. This is a gentleman in which is making moves and shaking the ground when it comes to bridging the gap between quantum physics and modern day science. So I'm not going to spoil anything by getting into depth or too in detail. But what I will do is, thanks to Dr. Michelle, thanks to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11, make sure to check it out, Channel 1, Pacific Standard Time. If you want cool information, cool stuff like this, if you want to actually hear where she interviews him, make sure to check out that show. Today's show was inspired by this meditation that was shared with me by her, and actually to her by Dr. Joe Dispenza himself, the man himself. So what we're going to ask you to do is sit back. If you're driving, get comfortable. If you're driving, just be aware. If you're not driving and you don't have anything else too stimulating to do, too important to do, you know, the good old saying, if you don't have 15 minutes a day to meditate, then you need to meditate for 20. That's that good old saying. So if you don't have anything precisely at this moment in time, quote unquote, better to do, I highly suggest you participate to the depth that you feel vibrationally aligned with doing so. So if that is okay, if that's a possibility, I'm going to ask you guys to go ahead, get comfortable, close your eyes. And in closing your eyes, we're going to go ahead and start this meditation.
Eyes closed. Take a breath. For love. Into your heart. And exhale. And relax. Into your heart. Feel it. Notice it. Your heart. And breathe a little love into your heart and exhale. And relax. Into your heart. Breathe in for love into your heart and exhale and relax. And let a little more love into your heart. And breathe for love into your heart. And exhale. And relax. And let love into your heart. And let the thought of someone you love bring up the feeling of love in your heart. Feel it. Hold them in that feeling. In your heart. Hold them. In your heart, feel it. Now put their heart in your heart. Feel your love for them in your heart. That's your love you're giving them. In their heart, feel it. That's energy. In your heart. That's energy in their heart. That's your energy in their heart. That's love your love in their heart. That's love in your heart. feel it. Experience it. Enjoy it. That's the love you want them to feel. In their heart. Feel it. In your heart. Feel your connection to them. In your heart. One heart. That's love in one heart. Feel it. And become one. In your heart. That's love. Your love. For their heart. That's your love. In your heart. Feel it. In your heart. That's energy. In your heart. That's a little more oneness. In your heart. That's your connection. To love. In your heart. That's the feeling. Ooh. You want people you love. To feel in their heart. And remember, this feeling know it by heart. That's life. In your heart. Who do you want to be? When you open your eyes. In your heart, feel it. Your heart. When you're ready. Open your eyes. Come back. To the realm of space and time. Remember. There's love in your heart.
I stay in the heart space. It's all about staying in the heart space, all right? It doesn't matter, as you can feel, as you know, when the video picks back up again. I know that we were coming to a conclusion anyway. The video was concluding itself. But this really is about understanding the importance of staying in the heart, of honoring your potential to increase heart-brain coherence. This is about knowing that you have the ability, through your focused intentions, through your deliberate desire to want to feel better, to want to be better, to want to do better for humanity, for yourself. This is about understanding that we are in the process of undergoing the most fundamental shift in humanity's history. And it takes warriors. Warriors. We're not talking warriors with guns or sparrows or arrows or knives. We're talking warriors of the heart. People that are strong enough to face their own demons. We all have the yin and the yang. call it shadow, call it ego, call it demonic, whatever, whatever. We all have the light and the lack thereof. It's up to the individual's consciousness. It's up to the individual how they choose to direct their consciousness, how they choose to flow the energy of source, flow the energy of creation to them and through them, where they invest their energy, why they invest their energy, who they invest their energy into, how they're investing that energy. These are the things that we need to be asking ourselves, our loved ones, our friends. And if they are not necessarily ready to swallow the red pill, that's okay. That's okay. But we mustn't allow our thoughts to be contingent. Our feelings, our emotional responses, our actions to be contingent upon what other people, regardless, and this is where things get hard, dear families, regardless of the relationship, it does not matter what that relationship represented, if it is not, or does still to this day represent, if it is not serving your spiritual growth, if it is not serving you as an individual, then your path of embodying a higher and greater and brighter and happier and healthier and wealthier and luxurious in all forms and just beautiful aspects of your life, then it is not, they are not serving you. Now, I'm not trying to talk like Mr. Preacher Man. That's not the thing. I love you as an individual so much because I understand we are all reflections. And what you do to and for yourself is a direct reflection of what everybody else around you is going to be a vibrational equivalent to experiencing, and more so what you are going to be a vibrational equivalent to manifesting in your life. And gosh, I love my life so much that I love your life. I care about you. I may not know you. I may not know your name. But if I cross you on the street and we lock eyes, I see you. And for those of you that are continuing to walk in the opposite direction, continuing to hold on to the past, I will lovingly and gracefully see you too. But one thing that I must share from the depths of my heart, from the depths of my ability to coincide my heart and my brain, which then activates my soul flowing through me at a more effortless velocity and a higher, greater, more beautiful momentum, is if you choose to go against the grain of the information that you are being given, not by me, not by the media, definitely not by the media, not by what you're seeing on the external is going to get weird, guys. I'm going to tell you that right now. We create our own realities, yes. What we focus on is exactly what we perceive and attract more of. But at the same time, we are also collectively creating a new world. We are collectively allowing ourselves to visualize and through visualization create an earth, a version of this holographic fifth dimensional, now fully accessible to 5D, fifth dimensional experience, some third, some five, some in between, half and half. You get these downloads, or you'll maybe be called to a ceremony and you take some sacred plant medicine and then you tap into these other realms and then you come back and you're still in the realm and then you see the coding, just like Neo in the Matrix when it all goes green and everything's algorithms. So is this reality. It's all just algorithms that are generated by your consciousness, and your consciousness directly reflects those algorithms into fully tangible manifestations that you can interact with, show your friends, talk about. That's the human experience. But what we also must understand, we are not human beings. We are spiritual beings in a human experience. That's 101. Now we're in the time where we are being forced to look inward. We are being forced to disassociate, at least to some degree, with the ego, because it's the ego that we must develop a healthy relationship with. People say, diminish the ego. You don't want to diminish your ego. You won't be able to identify with anything. When you diminish the ego, you become one with the all. And the all does not even know that itself. The all does not know itself. That's why it is everything. So when you learn to develop a healthy relationship with the ego to the point where, yes, you honor identifying yourself with things that only bring happiness. You honor identifying yourself with things that only activate a higher state and sense of joy and the utmost excitement and well-being and happiness, sustainability, growth, embodiment, stress-free living, unconditional freedom through the form of prosperity in ways that you currently could not even comprehend. These are the types of energies that we're talking about. And when you learn to embrace these energies, doors that you did not previously know were available start to open. And they don't just start to open, the floodgates open. You allow yourself the gift of embodying and knowing that there is something greater working in your favor. So as long as you allow it to, so as long as you learn not to resist it, so as long as you allow the gift of embracing all of these amazing, phenomenal changes that are happening on the planet. You know, just pulling out just today with my soulmate and my 2-year-old daughter, there's protesters on the side of the road. Protesters on the side of the road. And now, regardless of any belief system, wherever you stand with this ideology of protesting or staying home and, you know, proceeding life as forth as much as you possibly can, whatever it may be, whatever your choice may be, understand that you are investing your energy into these potential vibrational realities. You are investing your energy into these possibilities. And the more that you participate in things, thoughts, actions that do not serve your spiritual growth, the longer you will be stuck vibrating in these other frequencies, the longer you will essentially convince yourself that you are not worthy of creating your own reality through deliberately focusing your thoughts. That's what we're talking about here, guys. I played that meditation in honor of course, each and every single one of you that has the desire to better your lives and to become a better person, to thrive during these times, to do whatever it is that you can do to be, do, and have, and experience and embrace in ways that you previously did not even know were accessible. But along with that, Newton's law comes into play, the equal and the opposite, as above, so below. As the rubber band continues to get stretched back, the rubber band of fear, the rubber band of pain, the rubber band of suppressed energy, the rubber band of what we think is right, the rubber band of continuing to hold on to old dogmatic systems that don't serve you, that you have been told serve you. But who have you been told that by? And then where did that person get that piece of information? So on and so forth. It is our time to internalize this energy, to go within, to ask ourselves, what do I wish to create for myself? And you can start by asking, what excites me? What are my passions? I can't tell you how many people I talk to through the Divine Mind Tribe Instagram. By the way, thank you for your support. Thank you, listeners, participators. Thank you, each and every single person on this planet. Whether or not you've chosen to participate in Divine Mind Tribe or not, but hey, if you're listening, then you're participating. Thank you for taking your energy and investing it into the potential of what we might have to offer. We honor all belief systems. This is not in any way, shape, or form a conversation of religion. Nothing like that. This is a conversation of what is best for you, your loved ones, your family. Do you know what is coming? And what do I mean by that? I mean, are you prepared to shift your vibration, to shift your state of living in a way that you never thought was possible? To what degree? I don't know. That's up to you. But the one thing that is an absolute guarantee is that things are changing, and they're changing rapidly. People are acting in ways that they never previously would have acted. People are doing things that they never previously would have done. Whether it be beautiful, whether it be benevolent, or whether it be the opposite. Now is the time to put your priorities in check. And when I say put your priorities in check, I am referring to number one, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter who you're with, you always have the power to shift your own emotional state, aka vibration. Do not surrender your power to anybody or anything. That does not serve you. And actually, you will come to find that surrendering your power in general doesn't serve you. Now, there's a difference between surrendering your power and surrendering. Surrendering actually gives you power. Because when you surrender, you take the conditions up off. You lift so gracefully the conditions of loving yourself, of loving another person, of at least empathizing, understanding why that person did that, how that served that person in that moment. Why it's so important for us to do the things that we do in these days. Why it's so important for us to make amends with the people, with the circumstances, with ourselves that we hold accountable in our hearts. The time for heart-brain coherence is now. And I will tell you, as more people continue to raise their vibration on a global scale, the more miracles will continue to happen. And you will not see them on the news. That's a guarantee. But you will see other outlets of news to receive this information. You're going to see an entire shift out of dogma, out of old dogma that revolves around control and pain, that revolves around stress and strife, that revolves around control. Really, that's when I say control, it's control. This is not the type of energy that you, your powerful, infinitely powerful, indescribably powerful soul came into this extremely delicious life to experience. This is not why you came. Not just to fall into an old pattern of control. That's why you came back. So you can break the pattern of control. Now, there are going to be people that absolutely look at you as if you are totally wacko. And that's okay. People looked at me like I was totally wacko when years ago I said psilocybin is actually very healthy for the brain. And it kills migraines and realigns certain neurological structures and activates certain neurological pathways that were not previously accessible. Now, psilocybin is the active ingredient in what most people would know as, quote unquote, the magic mushroom. People write it off as a drug. People write it off as, oh, that person's tripping. Oh, they're just one of those wacky trippers. Well, the thing is, there is science now that backs the controlled, of course, use of psilocybin will fix major migraines. There's actually a name for what it is, what these migraines are. And there's an old story on it. This is how I learned about it. It was actually through this old story years ago. This man was going to take his life. He had a wife and kids, but he was in so much pain from his head. The doctors gave him every sort of pharmaceutical painkiller in the world. Nothing worked. So he was about to take his life until actually his daughter did some research, found out that psilocybin, the active ingredient in these magic mushrooms, has been said to heal or tremendously help this condition. So he gives it a shot. He said, I mean, I'm about to take my life, so what do I have to lose? Beautifully enough, years later, a week later, I think he said he was able to acquire some, saying it was for, you know, medicinal purposes. However he got it, I don't think they show that part, obviously, because it's a Schedule I substance under government law. And why is that? You know, that's something else to think about. Why are things that open up the mind to possibilities and potentials of greatness so illegal? Because they want to control. Sure. Okay, we already know that. Point being, in the same way that this just might sound like that wacky guy now, I will see you in 2025, my friends. And for those of you that are vibrational equivalent to receiving this information, to getting down what it is on a core level that I'm trying to share with you, I'm not encouraging in any way, shape, or form the use of illicit drugs. It's not what this is. That is actually the furthest thing that this is about. This is about knowing more of who you are, embracing your natural form. And believe it or not, Pachamama, this beautiful, beloved planet has given us the great blessing of embracing the natural form and breaking down the ego's barriers through using certain tools like the psilocybin. Which, if you do some research, you will find out is actually a beautiful gift. It is a medicinal tool, so as long as it is used with great intention. This is not a party thing. And people that use it as a quote-unquote party substance are absolutely misusing it, and then it does become a drug. So it's all in the intention. It's all in the way in which it is used. Okay, it is who you allow yourself to become when inducing yourself with medicinal tools for the purpose of accessing higher states of consciousness, for accessing heart-brain coherence. That's what this is about, guys. All right? To end on a note, it is 1:50. I love you dearly. There are no words that come close to expressing the depth of unconditional love that flows to and through my heart for each and every single one of you. And I'm not just saying that. Oh, Dave's just saying he loves us again. No, I love you because I love myself. And I know that the best way to live, I know the best way to give my daughter the best life ever is if I assist you in loving yourself through the embodiment of loving myself as much as I possibly can. You guys are the best. Thank you for being the reflection of heaven on earth. And if you guys want to listen to that video, by the way, make sure to check it out. It's Go Love. It's GOLOV-20 Meditation. It's with Dr. Joe Dispenza. Anything Dr. Joe Dispenza related is just absolutely awesome. Definitely up to par with what it is that we're talking about here, beyond par. I love you guys. Thank you for once again an amazing high vibrational Sunday filled with the expansion of consciousness, happiness, joy, love, light, laughter, and many more to come. Love you with all of our hearts, and we will see you next Sunday. Peace.